朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
时间真的很快。
Really, time flies.
神还把时间留给我们。
God still gives us time.
说到神把机会留给我们。
That means He's giving us opportunity.
我常常打一个比方，我说你一支笔已经不能用了，我就丢掉，再换一支嘛。
I often use the example that if your pen is old and broken, you just throw it away and find another one.
那对不对？纸张弄脏了，弄上油了，我就换一张纸用。
If you saw your paper, just throw it away and find a new one.
如果我们这个人不是为了造我们的神而活着的话
As a human being, we do not live for our Creator.
如果我们已经失去了神创造我们的目的和价值的话，他很可以让我们离开这个世界的。
If we have lost the value, the meaning of our existence, that He could just take us away.
他还把时间留给我们，就是把机会、把恩典留给我们啊。
But He's giving us time today. That means He's giving us opportunity.
让我们还有机会来认识他，来经历他的恩典，来经历他，来改变。
That we can still have chance to know Him and to be changed by Him.
最近大家很多人都度假回来了。
Many of you just came back from vacation.
我们马上又有新年特会。
Very quickly, we will have our New Year conference.
我希望我们都在主的面前好好预备自己的心，来欢迎新的一年啊。
I pray that all of us will prepare our hearts to welcome this new year.
我们不是只是说声新年快乐而已。
It's not that like we just greet one another, hey, Happy New Year.
我们希望新的一年对我们来说，每一个人都是丰收的一年。
But we truly hope that this coming year will be a fruitful year to all of us.
那今天是今年最后一篇信息。
And this is the last sermon I'm going to preach for this year.
那我想问大家，我们今年教会的主题是什么？
I want to ask you, what is our theme for this year, for this church?
愿爱你的人如日头出现，光辉烈烈。
And those who love you rise up and shine us until the perfect day.
我们希望不光是这一年，神能够在我们中间兴起更多真正爱神的人。
I hope that not only in this year that He will raise up more who love Him.
能够兴起更多有属灵影响力的人。
To raise up those who have the spiritual impact.
就像日头出现一样
Just like the sun rising up
它把光把能量把热把温暖把祝福带给的人
It shines forth the light, the energy, the heat, the blessings to people around us
所以这个不是只是2013年的主题和我们的盼望
This is not just the theme for year 2013 and our hope
我希望这是我们这一生的祷告
But I hope that this is our prayer for our whole lifetime
有更多爱主的人被神兴起来
There will be more and more who love the Lord being raised up by the Lord
有更多属灵影响具有属灵影响力而且是明显的属灵影响力的人
And more will have that obvious spiritual impact
所以我在犹豫到底是用这个主题做结束呢还是用感恩赞美做结束
I was wondering whether I should use that theme as to conclude this year or to use another theme which is give thanks and praise
因为我们从2004年开始感恩月赞美月到现在已经快十年了哈
Since year 2004 every year the last 2 months we have a month of thanksgiving and a month of praise till now it's almost 10 years
我没有一年不讲感恩不讲赞美的那所以我今年结束以前
There was never a year that I did not conclude the last sermon with thanksgiving and praise.
你要知道这个今天我是把感恩跟赞美摆一起，所以其实是蛮大的挑战。
So today I'm going to put the thanksgiving and praise together.
然后我们今天又是跟启正弟兄第一次在 Combine Meeting 配搭，也是一个很大的挑战。
And today is an even greater challenge that Brother Qi Zhen is translating for me.
但是我非常感谢他哈。
But I really thank the Lord.
弟兄一个爱主的心。你知道我讲到的时候我没有空听翻译啊。
You know, whenever I preach, I really don't have time to pause and hear what the translator is translating.
因为不然我就不能专心讲到了。
Because then I couldn't focus on my preaching.
我常常听到你们笑，我才发现他们翻译错了。
Often I heard you laughed and I realized, oh, they mistranslated.
或是他们改变了我的话题。
Or they changed my subject.
以前有个年轻的弟兄去接一个新来的一个年轻的姊妹。
There was this young brother trying to pick up this young sister.
教会其实不应该这样子安排的。
Actually, in our church, we shouldn't make that kind of arrangement.
应该弟兄接弟兄，姊妹接姊妹的。
Brother should pick up brother and sister give ride to sisters.
结果那个弟兄去接那个年轻的姊妹，发现哇，这么漂亮。
So that brother went to pick up that young sister, and he realized, wow, such a beautiful girl.
他一路开车都在跟他讲话。
So while driving, he kept talking to her.
没想到那个姊妹两个眼睛看着前面都不理她。
But that sister just put her stare her eyes straight through, never take a look at him.
结果过了一段时间以后，这个姊妹有点不好意思，就跟她解释一下。
And after a while, this sister feel a little bit bashed and just explained to him a little bit.
她说：“对不起，我不能回头看你，我一看你就恶心想吐。
”The sister says, "I'm sorry, I couldn't look at you. When I look at you, I feel disgusting and I want to vomit."
因为他有晕车的毛病。
Okay, that's because she is easy to have car sick. So,
那弟兄姊妹，我们今天要讲感恩啊。
We want our topic today.
感恩跟知足有没有不同？
Is there a difference between thanksgiving and being content?
有没有想过？中国人也讲要知足常乐，知足跟感恩有没有不一样？
Well, we Chinese have a saying that if you are content, then it's easy to have happiness. Is there a difference between thanksgiving and being content?
觉得不同的举手，觉得有不同的举手。
Raise your hand if you feel they are different.
很好哈，那觉得一样的请举手。
If you think they are the same,
我跟他讲很好的表示
，raise your hand.
答案已经出来了。最大的不同在哪里？
What's the biggest difference?
刚刚举手的人有没有人回答我
？Those who raised your hand earlier, can one of you answer?
感恩跟知足最大的不同在哪里
？What's the biggest difference between being content and giving thanks?
这个到底是一家人哈？我没有告诉他答案。于师母说，感恩有对象。
Sister Yu says, when you give thanks, there's an object there.
真的，那个知足。其实是人希望有的一种态度就是了。
Indeed, being content is just an attitude many people pursue.
就像有一个人一天到晚抱怨自己穷，抱怨自己连买鞋子的钱都没有。
Just like if a person complained all day long that he was so poor, not even have money to buy a pair of new shoes.
他常常赤着脚羡慕别人有鞋。
And he always envy when he see others have new shoes.
他说，直到有一天他在马路上看见有一个人连两条腿都没有了。
Until one day he saw one person that he doesn't even have legs.
所以他从那一天开始再也不埋怨他没有鞋了。
Since that day, he never complained about not having new shoes.
连要有知足的心都很难的。
Is it sometimes hard to even be content?
你知道在1993年这个 USA Today, 我那天坐飞机的时候看到这个报纸的一个统计啊。
And in 1993, there's this newspaper, USA Today, they have this statistics.
转眼二十年前了。
It's 20 years ago.
他做了一个统计，美国这种很成功的大企业家。
They did a survey on all those who are very successful businessmen.
然后问他们成功的这个原因是什么。
They asked them, what's the secret of your success?
那么被列出来的这几个啊。
Those who were interviewed.
排名最高的。
The top one.
是 hard work, 他们很殷勤的工作 ,99%。认为说是因为他们殷勤工作所以成功。
99% attribute to their success to hard working.
那97% 哈，就是这些成功的人，有97%的人认为说他们是 right judgment 啊，他们做了很正确的判断。
And 97% of them think that they made the right judgment.
就是买对的股票啦这些哈。
For example, they bought the right stocks.
那么有82%的人呢认为他们自己的 IQ 自己很聪明。
And 82% among them believe that they have good, high IQ.
然后呢
Very smart.
认为自己运气好的。自己只是纯粹 by luck, 只是运气好所以成功的。你们猜有多少？
And there are some, can you make a guess, how many percentage of among themattribute their success to just good luck.
你看刚刚都是99、97、80几哈，那么认为自己只是运气好，并不是因为自己特别好，而是因为运气好成功的。你认为有多少
？So we saw the earlier statistics: 98, 97, 82. But how many of them believe that their success is because of good luck?
30%, 就是32%。
Yes, 32%.
所以他们不会认为说自己的成功是没有因素的，都是因为自己厉害。
Very few of them think that their success is out of nowhere.
然后发现很有意思的一件事情。
And there's one thing very interesting.
就是他们也同样调查那些你对那些成功的人认为他成功的原因是什么。
And they did another survey, to ask people, how do they feel? What's the secret to those successful men?
刚才这个 Button Knight 的这个运气好，居然 jump 变成排行榜第一名。
To our surprise, those who think those successful men, they believe their success was attributed to good luck.
They jumped to the top of the list. 是因为他运气好。
You look at others, you think they are successful because they have good luck.
我不能成功，因为我倒霉。
I'm not successful because I'm unlucky.
对，你有没有注意到人心里面就这样子一个统计资料就是。本身在说话。
Do you see how this statistics reveal the manner, the heart of man?
我们这个人不容易感恩。
It's not easy for man to be content.
连知足都不容易。
To give thanks.
但是我们今天圣经上告诉我们，感恩是我们基督徒不仅仅是一个很重要的神给我们的命令，哈，叫我们要感恩。
But as Christians, we see how God commanded us to give thanks. It's a very important commandment.
甚至圣经上叫我们要凡事感恩。
Actually, the scripture says in everything give thanks.
它要变成我们生活的方式，生活该有的态度。
It should become the way of our living, our attitude.
所以我们现在要来看哈，圣经上告诉我们，感恩是我们喜乐生活的秘诀，是荣耀神的途径。
We want to take a look at the scriptures, how thanksgiving is a secret to a joyful life.And a way to glorify God.
我记得以前有个人曾经问过我，他说神为什么需要人家对他感恩呢？
One person asked me before, say, why does God require His people to give thanks?
为什么需要人家对他赞美呢
？Why God wants people to praise Him?
他已经那么伟大了
，He's so great already.
那为什么需要去赞美
？Why He needs more praises?
他不是爱吗
？Isn't He love?
那爱应该不求回报呀。
If He is really love, why He demands reward?
他为什么还叫我们一定要感恩感恩感恩？要谢谢我。
Why he asked us to give thanks to praise him？
弟兄姊妹，其实你要知道
，the reality is，
如果我们真正熟读圣经的话
，if we are well versed，
你要知道神要求我们感恩赞美，其实是为着我们的缘故。
You will realize that the reason God demands us to give thanks and to praise him is before our good。
因为一个不懂得感恩的人，他是不可能喜乐的。
Because a person who doesn't know how to give thanks。Is a miserable person.
我在说哈，一个不懂得感恩的人，他是不可能喜乐的。
For a person who doesn't know how to give thanks, it's impossible for him to be happy.
因为他永远看到自己没有的。
Because he always look at what he lacks.
他不会为了自己已经有的在这里感谢。
He will not give thanks for what he already has.
所以他天天就是不满足，天天就是埋怨，天天就是批评别人。
So daily he lived in a life of complaining.And dissatisfaction.
在我过去这么多年，我每次讲到感恩的时候，我一定会引用 John Darby 弟兄的一句话。
In the past few years, every time I preach on Thanksgiving, I will always quote what John Darby says.
他说，喜乐的大小绝对是以感恩的大小成正比。
He said the magnitude of our joy is proportional to our thankfulness.
再说哈，喜乐的大小。绝对是以感恩的大小成正比的。
The amount of joy we have is proportional to the magnitude of our thankfulness.
一个人非常懂得感恩，或是更多会感恩，他一定更多的喜乐。
If you know how to give thanks, and if you give thanks often,You will have more joy.
那上个礼拜我们传福音的信息，我的那一堂讲到喜乐何难得。
Last Sunday, I shared the gospel. My theme was, it's difficult to find the true joy.
但是我跟弟兄姊妹讲到，我们已经得到了一个很 precious, 很难得的喜乐在我们里面，那是一个生命。
I also share with you, we as Christians, we have obtained that very precious.
所以大卫我已经讲过主耶稣要把一个喜乐的活泉放在我们的心中只永留到永生
And I share with you the Lord has put in that the source of joy the spring of joy in us that will spring up to eternity
那大卫弟兄讲完那句话以后他接着讲
And then Brother Darby went on saying
他说如果喜乐泉已经在我们心中的话
If that spring of joy is already in us
他说感恩就是把喜乐泉的盖子打开来
Then thanksgiving is just merely lift up that cap
他说感恩就是把喜乐泉盖子打开来的一个 action, 一个行动。
You just lift that cover up, it's an action.
让这个喜乐泉可以涌流出来。
So that the spring of thanksgiving can spring up.
所以就这客观的事实来说，自耶稣来住在我心，那个喜乐的活泉已经在我们里面。
Objectively, since Jesus came into my heart, that spring of joy is already in us.
那为什么我们不喜乐呢？
Why do we not often rejoice?
或是我们看不见喜乐泉涌流出来呢？
Or why do we not seeThat joy overflowing.
因为盖子把它盖住了。
It's because there's a cover there.
这个盖子就是我们不懂得感恩。
The cover hinder us to give thanks.
当我们懂得感恩的时候，
if we truly know how to give thanks,
你会发现喜乐出来了。
We will realize that joy will flow out.
我们越多感恩，喜乐就越多出来。
The more we give thanks, the more we are joyful.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要学习感恩。
So brother and sister, let's learn to give thanks.
那你们觉得要会感恩最大的挑战是什么？
And what do you think the greatest challenge it is to give thanks?
最大的难处是什么？
What's the greatest difficulty?
David, 你要不要讲今天坐在第一排？
What do you think, David? Father David says that recognizing what we have is not something we deserve.
就是你不能够把我们得到的恩典 take it for granted, 认为理所当然，对不对？
In other words, we never take for granted what we have.
这是我们不容易感恩、学不会感恩一个很关键的问题。
Indeed, this is the big problem for us to learn to give thanks.
就是我们把我们已经拥有的、已经得到的恩典都视为是理所当然的。
That is, we take it for granted for what we have.
真的？
Truly.
不然的话，我问你一个问题哈，我过去几年也曾经问过。
Otherwise, let me test you. I asked this question before.
当然对年轻的孩子们比较难一点哈。
Maybe it's more difficult for the young people here.
因为你们太年轻了，这是我最羡慕你们的地方。
You are too young. I really envy you.
如果让我们重活一次。
If I can live one more time.
真的重活一次啊。
To start my life again.
如果将来有来生的话。
If there is really afterlife thing.
你可不可以列出三到五件事情是你再来一次的话，你一定仍然希望保有的。
Can you list 3 to 5 things that if you can start over again, what are the 3 to 5 things that you want to keep?
例如犹太的男人一定说，我如果来生我还是要当男人。
And if you're a Jewish man, you probably would say, I want to still be a man. A
真的， Jewish man. 这是犹太人。我到犹太去的时候，他们跟我们说的，犹太人男人最感恩的三件事情，第一个是神的选民，第二个他是男的，第三个他是活的。
I was joking when I went to Israel. They told me that the Jewish man, they have 3 things they are most thankful for.One is that they are the chosen of God, and then they are a man. They are men, and then they are still alive. That's the 3 things.
我问你们在座的弟兄，你希望将来还是弟兄，请举手。
I ask brothers here.
你看也是不少。
Do you still want to be a brother next life? Would you raise your hand?
你们 video camera 有没有照下来？我是如果有三到五件事情，你还是希望有的，例如说健康。
For example, health.
一个人如果没有失去健康，他很少会想到健康是值得感恩的事情。
If you're always healthy, then it's rare for you to ever look at health as a precious gift.
那我是从小失去健康的人，所以我知道健康非常重要。
I know I grew up sick, so I know how important it is to have a healthy body.
然后我在纽约的时候被他们做胸腔穿刺，哈，那个已经很辛苦了。
When I was in New York, biopsy into my lung. That's very difficult.
那等到他做这个脊髓穿刺的时候，穿到脊椎里面去抽骨髓的时候
，Then they did another biopsy. They pierced into my spine and then get the marrow out.
我那天整个下午躺在床上，连动都不能动，翻都不能翻。
I laid on the bed the whole afternoon. I couldn't even move.
我才想说，能够翻个身都是恩典的。
Then I realized if I can just turn over, that is the grace of God.
你看，如果你发炎，你连上个厕所都很辛苦的。
And sometimes for you, if you have some kind of hurt, it's even difficult for you to use.
你牙齿神经烂掉了，你痛的。那都是让我们发现原来牙不痛是这么好的恩典。
If you have toothache, then you know that it's a grace of God, then your teeth is not hurting.
好吧，你要不要想三到五件事情？
Okay,
你不用告诉我。
Give you some time to pause and then think of that 3 to 5 things.
也许某一个关系你很想明年再有
Maybe a certain relationship.
我还是要嫁给他，我还是希望我的爸爸妈妈是这样子的爸爸妈妈。
And maybe you wish that your parents are still the same parents.
我相信很少人有人会说，我希望我再活一次的话，我一定要还是要有博士学位啊。
I suppose very few of you would say that if I can live again, I want to have the same PhD degree.
我们中间有这样子的人吗
？Any one of you？
不敢举手了哈。那我就想问说，如果这三件到五件是你说如果我再活一次，你一定要有的，那你为了这三件五件事情，你平常有为他感恩吗？
And let me say this, if you have these 3 to 5 things you wish you could have if you have another life, then have you ever paused and give thanks for what you have among these 3 to 5 things?
对不对？你有没有为着你有 你手就是手，脚脚就是脚，四肢健全，五官发达，感谢过神。
Have you ever give thanks to God for what you have, like you have a physical body?
所以在这里哈，圣经上告诉我们，感恩其实是神恩待我们，为的要叫我们可以过喜乐的生活。
So it's really the grace of God that He commanded us to give thanks, so we can live a joyful life.
不知足是人的天性。
Discontent is our human nature.
这种不知足给人带来虚空，带来不满足，带来痛苦。
This dissatisfaction gives man this emptiness.
但是感恩，感恩却是一个出路。
But thanksgiving is the way out.
让我们可以从这样子的不满足、虚空、痛苦、埋怨里面能够出来。
To bring us out of our condition of emptiness, of our dissatisfaction.
所以感恩是一种抉择。
So giving thanks is a choice.
感恩也是一种生活的方式。
It's also the way of living.
感恩也是一种生活的态度。
And it's the attitude of life.
当我们真正被神改变过来的时候。
When we are really transformed by God.
感恩可以成为我们一种习惯，成为我们的 lifestyle, 成为我们的生活方式了。
Thanksgiving becomes our lifestyle, our habit, our way of living.
这是圣经上说的。
This is what the scripture says.
所以他不光叫我们要凡事谢恩。
Not only it says give thanks in everything.
哥罗西书三章十七节甚至说你无论做什么。
And in Colossians 3, there it says in everything.
不管是说话或是行事，你要奉主耶稣基督的名，借着他感谢父神。
Whatever you say or do, through the name of Jesus, give thanks and glory to God.
这个叫做生活的方式，
生活的心态。That is the way of living.
就是在每一件事情上都要感恩。
In everything, give thanks.
那你一定会碰到一个问题。
And you will have this question.
我怎么可能为每一件事情感恩？
How can I give thanks for everything?
我记得也曾经提醒过弟兄姊妹啊。
I remember this. I reminded you before.
我们不见得为的事情的本身感恩。
Not necessarily we give thanks for what actually happened.
你真那样子做的话，人家也会觉得你基督徒太怪了。
If you really do that, people will think you as a weird person.
对不对
？Right.
你突然长了癌症了，快死掉了，你说感谢神，我长癌症。
And suddenly you have cancer and to the point of death. Then you say, "Oh, I thank God for I'm dying."
你听到别人家死了儿子，你说感谢神，神有美意。
And then you see people who lost their loved ones, and you say, "Oh, thank the Lord, God has His good purpose."
对不对？这个不是说叫我们为了每一件事情的本身感恩啊。
So God doesn't mean that we give thanks for what actually occurred.
而是我们在每一件事情里面，我们都可以存着感恩的态度。
But actually, what God wants is we have this thankfulness, this attitude in everything.
那你一定会碰到一些事情是你没办法感恩的。
You will face circumstances which is hard or impossible for you to give thanks.
对不对？那这种事情你本身你怎么去感谢它呢？
And you look at that things and you say, how can I give thanks for that?
那在这样子的时候，我们就要运用我们对神的信心。
And that's the time we exercise our faith.
就是在我们当时，我们可能得不到答案。
Maybe we don't have an answer when the things happen.
我们不明。明白为什么
？And we don't understand why.
很多的时候，我们觉得 God doesn't make sense， 神无可理喻。
And we question God that it doesn't make sense.
就跟约伯一样
，just like Job.
当他遭遇到一个的难处的时候
，when he faced that difficulty one after another，
他仍然在神的面前存着信心。
He still kept his faith toward God.
他知道神绝对不会做错事情。
He knew God never makes mistakes.
而且他知道神是绝对是爱他的。
And he is convinced that God is love.
神没有降灾的意念。
God has no desire to send disaster.
所以在他当时找不到答案的时候，他不去找答案。
So when he couldn't find an answer, he didn't try to find one.
他就学习在主的面前顺服神。
But he learned to submit himself before God.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们在感恩的时候里面学习的啊。
Brothers and sisters, this is the lesson we want to learn when we talk about the Thanksgiving.
所以感恩是帮助我们能够过喜乐的生活。
So Thanksgiving helps us to live a joyful life.
那圣经上居然告诉我们，凡是以感谢为祭献给神，就是荣耀神。
And the scripture says Thanksgiving whoever offers thanksgiving and praises glorifies God.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道，感恩是我们理所当然的啊。
We know that we ought to give thanks.
但是神却不仅仅借着感恩，他祝福我们，叫我们喜乐。
But God not only He blessed us through our thanksgiving to make us joyful.
他甚至告诉我们，你如果用感谢为祭献给我，你就是叫我得荣耀。
But He says, if you offer that sacrifice of thanksgiving, you are glorifying Me.
所以现在是年底啊。
So this is the end of the year.
很多时候我们都在年底的时候向神有新的心志。
Often we have this New Year resolution toward God.
那我如果问弟兄姊妹，你愿意你的余生过荣耀神生活的，请举手。
If I ask you, raise your hand if you want to live the rest of your life glorifying God.
我愿意荣耀神。
I believe all of you will raise your hands and say, I want to glorify God.
但是我如果问你 how?
But if I ask you how?
我们的心智都愿意荣耀神。
We all have this heart to glorify God.
但是你告诉我 how, 怎么样荣耀神。
But I ask you how? How do you glorify God?
给我一点具体实行的路好不好？
Give me some practical concrete example.
那你就发现诗篇五十篇这里就是圣经上非常斩钉截铁的讲到一些荣耀神途径的方法之一。
And we found in Psalm 50, God shows a very direct and practical way to glorify Him.
就是我以感谢为祭献给神，便是荣耀我。
Whoever offers praise glorifies me.
要学习说感恩的话啊。
Learn to say the words of thanks.
所以我们不光蒙恩。
Not only we receive grace.
我们要知恩。
And we need to know the grace.
对不起，这个真的很难，我都没有事先告诉他。啊，要蒙，我们蒙恩，要懂得我们，要知道恩典。然后呢，我们要会感恩。
And after we know the grace of God, we need to know how to give thanks.
然后最后我们要报恩。
And then we want to repay Him.
你会发现哈，我们反而对那种偶尔得到的恩典，我们很容易跟人家说谢谢。
And you discover that it's easy for us to give thanks if we receive something that is rare.
对那种 daily life 里面经常得到的恩典，我们反而不容易说感谢，或者不容易对他说感谢。
But for the things we have in our daily life, and then it's harder to appreciate those or appreciate those who give us those benefits.
啊，你看那个小孩子在学校，同学，这个。家里面有什么好吃的，多带一个糖给你吃。哇，你说哇 ，Thank you 哈。
You see the kids at school when their classmates give them an extra candy, they will say, "Oh, thank you."
爸爸妈妈给你的话，你就不高兴。怎么这次买这么小的，不买大的
？But if it's coming from your parents, you say, "Well, I want more." This is not enough.
或者爸爸妈妈买了很好的东西给你吃，你可能连个谢谢都不会说，因为他是你爸爸妈妈。
Or your parents give you buy something good for you, and then you say, "Well, you wouldn't even bother to thank them because they are your parents."
有一次有一个老师问他们班上小学生，太阳重要还是月亮重要
？And one time, a teacher asked the students, "Hey, which one is more important, the sun or the moon?"
我问你们哈，太阳重要还是月亮重要
？I ask you, "Well, the sun is more important or the moon?"
当然太阳重要，是不是
？Of course, sun is more important.
那小朋友说月亮重要
，But the kid says moon is more important.
那老师就问他说为什么
？And the teacher asked why.
他说因为晚上黑啊，有月亮可以照啊，白天已经够亮了，干嘛需要？
And the kid says, well, because it's dark at night, so it's very nice to have moon. But during the day, it's so bright, so we don't need the sun.
对不对？这是小孩子的回答。
And that's the reply from a little kid.
所以你知道，我们把一些最不可少的、经常的，我们都视为理所当然。
So it's easy for us to take it for granted for what we have in our daily life.
对不对？你碰到过敏季节的时候，那种呼不过气来的时候，你才发现。自由呼吸多快乐
So when the allergy comes, then you realize, wow, if I can breathe normally, it's a blessing.
神如果把空气收走了，你说你怎么活
？If God takes away the air, how would you live?
我们每个礼拜可以聚会，我们认为理所当然。
We can come here every week. We take it for granted.
迟到就迟到。
Yeah, it's okay to be late.
我们在中国，这几年特别早期的时候，哎呀，弟兄姊妹都是翻山越岭、冰天雪地跑来聚会的。
When we were in China, brothers and sisters coming travel long distance under all severe weather conditions.
而且在聚会之前，早早的就到了，在那边祷告。
And they come in very early, even before the meeting, way earlier than the meeting start, and they pray.
所以是有一次我们问他们说，哇，你们聚会怎么都这么准时
？And one time I asked them, how come you're also on time.
那天那个姊妹的回答让我们不能忘记的。她说：“为什么聚会会不准时
？”And that sister's reply, I never forgot. She said, "How would anybody want to be late?"
她 他回答我说为什么聚会会不准时
Why would anybody want to be late?
啊，弟兄姊妹我们在这里真的太舒服了
Brother and sister, we live such a comfortable life here
要来就来要慢就慢 要唱歌就唱不唱就不唱在那边是要付代价的
It's no big deal coming here early or late Whether I sing, open my mouth or not But there, people pay the great price
很多年轻的孩子们来聚会回去被抓被关一关就是一两个月在监狱里面只能吃白饭的
Some young people,
吃白稀饭
because they came to the meeting they were captured by the police sent to the prison for a month or two they have only white rice to eat
出来再聚再抓再聚再抓有时候被电棒打得吐出来
After they came out they came back to the meeting right away and they got caught againIn and out, in and out.
当然现在好很多了哈，这都是早期的事。
It's much better nowadays. I was talking about in the early days.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们今天在主的面前，太多的恩典，我们都认为理所当然。
But brothers and sisters, there's so much grace of God that we take it for granted.
当我们开始学习数算主恩典
，So when we begin to count the blessings of God,
你发现不仅仅在你数算的时候你很喜乐，好，你原来的忧愁乌云都走掉了。
You discover that not only when you are counting the blessing, you feel joyful that all your dreams.Just went away.
我想我们等一下应该就来唱一次这首诗歌。
I think we should sing that song. 等一下 Count his blessings.
当你数数数的时候，乌云就走了。
While you are counting, the clouds just dispersed.
当你真正数主恩典的时候，你很多的埋怨止息了。
When you begin to count the blessings, many complaints cease.
而且更重要的事情
And what's more important is
当我们以感谢为祭献给神的时候
When we offer that sacrifice of thanksgiving to God
神说我变得荣耀
God says I am glorified in it
你会说我没有这个感觉啊让神得荣耀
And you ask well I don't feel that way
觉得喜乐我可以感受得到好当我感恩的时候我就变得喜乐了
Yes I can taste that joy when I give thanks
可是当我感恩的时候我不觉得我在荣耀神
But when I give thanks to God, I don't feel I'm glorifying him.
啊，那是神感觉吗？
But God feels it.
所以当你真的凭感谢为祭献给神的神说我变得荣耀他在天上满了荣耀
So when you truly offer up that sacrifice of thanksgiving, God says, I am glorified.
当然我不愿意这样去假设假想。
I don't want to be presumptuous.
你看天上天使天君啊每一个天使都是全能不是全能他可以行 supernatural 的事情的。
You see all the angels in heaven, they can do miracles, they are mighty.
他们在那里敬拜羔羊敬拜伟大的神
They surround the throne worshipping the Lamb worshipping the God
但是他们在神面前蒙到的恩典其实跟我们是没得比的
But the grace they have received has no comparison to what we have today
天使所蒙的恩典跟你我是没得比的
The grace they receive from God is no match with what we have
这么爱我们
And how much God loves us
把上好的给我们
He gives us the best
甚至为了我们的罪死在十字架上
And died for ourSin on the cross.
甚至为我们舍命流血了。
He bled for us. He gave up his life for us.
然后我们这些人不懂得赞美。
And we still don't know how to thank him.
不懂得感恩。
We don't know how to praise him.
你想神在天上多难过啊。
Can you imagine how sad the heart of the Father is?
我不好意思说神多没面子。
I don't want to say God is ashamed.
所以当我们在这里说主我感谢你的时候
So brother and sister when we say Lord I thank you
神在天上他的心得到安慰
The heart of God is comforted
他心里喜乐
And he is joy he is rejoicing
他说你们以荣耀以感谢为祭献给我我变得荣耀
Whoever offers praises glorifies me
不管你感觉不到
Whether you sense it or not
神在天上得荣耀
God is glorified in heaven
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹我们要看见感谢不是可有可无的事情
So brother and sister let's not look at thanksgiving as an option
感谢是蒙福的事情
Thanksgiving is a blessed way
第一个蒙恩的就是我们
We are among the first
在我们感恩的时候我们的心就喜乐了
When we give thanks our hearts rejoice
但是当我们在这里感恩的时候
When we give thanks to God
神也得到荣耀
God is glorified
所以我们不光蒙恩要知恩要感恩感恩是态度
So not only we receive grace and we know the grace and we give thanks
然后我们要报恩
And we want to repay him
纯感恩的心说感恩的话行感恩的事
That is with a grateful heartAnd say the words of thanksgiving and do the things that reflect our thanksfulness.
所以感恩要及时马上就做不要拖
So thanksgiving is not something you want to put off. You want to do it right there.
朋友你收听的是 福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。